Howdy, howdy, howdy. Once again, my friends, George Rodriguez, El Conservador, talking to you from San Antonio. And we've got my good friend, Mr. Kyle Sinclair, who is the vice chairman of the Bexar County Republican Party. I've asked him to come on because yesterday, and our broadcast today is on Wednesday, September the 4th, 2024. Yesterday, the Bexar County Commissioner's Court took some action on a contract that has raised some eyebrows, not to mention some questions, some real questions. And Kyle was there. First of all, Kyle, thank you and welcome to our show.
Thank you. Thanks for having me, George. Always great to be back.
All right. So tell us about the action that the Bexar County Commissioner's Court took regarding that they voted to pay a private company to help register voters that they may be registering ineligible voters. What are your thoughts? What happened? What did you see? What are your thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, it started back in July of 2024 at the first commissioner's court where they proposed proposed a budget of $600,000. And then in the final ruling that they were voting on, which was the one you referenced on September 3rd, the amount changed to $392,700. And that's when we got alerted about a week before they made it public. And they were going to vote on it, what was really going on. And so, you know, obviously Grant Moody being the only Republican commissioner on the court out of five, so one out of five voted no the first time and started alerting. I started working closely with this team, information, documents that were easily obtainable by and given to the commissioner's court. So you can get it by a FOIA request. Nothing was given anything else outside of that. And from there, just started going to extreme amount of work. I will always add that reporter Ian Camacho with Texas Scorecard did a great job laying the groundwork for me as well. So in combination with Ian's work, as well as Grant Moody and his team, was able to send the flag and raise the flag and started talking to elected officials. Here's what I find kind of interesting, George, and I haven't shared this with a lot of people, and it's no shame to anybody. They were doing this in the dark of night. And what I mean by that is Attorney General Paxton, on the same day, pushed his press release across the state of Texas of investigating NGOs. He also did a complete search warrant of Bexar County election integrity, as well as multiple individuals, on the same exact day. So this NGO problem didn't get a lot of light because of the search warrant of Bexar County. So when I started talking to our elected officials, everything from city council to state reps to our federal candidates, federal elected officials, both House and Senate, did not know. They didn't know anything about this. And so, you know, that was a whirlwind trying to work with multiple people across that covered Bexar County, the involvement, and getting everybody educated on the same page. So I'll pause there, but a lot of details happened to get this to the point.
Wow. One of the things in Attorney General Paxton's statement last night after the commissioner's court passed it, one of his statements was, and I'm quoting here, he says, "It is unlawful and reckless for counties to use taxpayer dollars to indiscriminately send voter registration forms with no consideration of the recipient's eligibility and without any statutory authority to do so. These counties' attempts to do so after the Biden-Harris administration has allowed millions of illegal aliens to enter the country is especially troubling." What are your thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's some election code. Obviously, I'm not the attorney. I'm definitely not the top attorney for the state of Texas, and I believe Ken Paxton is definitely one of the best, if not the best, attorney general in the United States. But obviously, I was working with Texas GOP to learn and understand that side of it. That's not my background. became very well versed on the Texas codes very quickly. But there are absolutely codes, everything from 276.013, 276.016, 276.019 were all codes that apply to, and even 276.012, all of the Texan election codes that all apply to what Bexar County was trying to do. It was brought into the meeting. They shot it down very quickly, particularly the Bexar County attorney shot them down because it more leads towards voters. But there are codes, 276.013, that says it caused a voter to become registered. So a person commits an offense if the person knowingly or intentionally makes an effort to cause a voter to become registered is an offense. You can't knowingly give somebody and register them to vote if they don't want to. Again, that is also a right in America to not vote. I'm not saying to do that. I don't want that. But you should just, you should not be involved in the taxpayer should not be involved and the county should not be involved. I think Grant Moody pointed it and brought it home in Commissioner's Court that in the 19 years that Jackie Callahan has been the duly sustained election administrator, they have never done this in Bexar County. And why all of a sudden, is this one organization, CGS for short, or Government Solutions, or Civic Government Solutions, now targeting 540 counties in Texas? They are actively talking to 40 of them. They now have three proposals and grant and money from three different counties in the state of Texas, which includes Bexar County. And the only one of their four that did not get money is Harris, because that was stopped by Lieutenant Governor Patrick and Senator Betancourt. So there's something at play at large. I can go into depth on that, which is what I was bringing to the court.
Now, this this organization that got the contract, first of all, there was no bidding on this contract. It was a sole source.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
So right then and there.
Yeah, I have issues with that. Yeah.
So the right then and there, there was a problem. But then secondly, this organization has people working for it that are definitely partisan. Is that true?
Yeah. You know, I think once we got to the point where we were testifying in court, there were multiple people, including the Attorney General's office, that was going more after the codes and regulations. I pulled back and went more of the investigation of the tie between Civic Government Solutions, Jeremy Smith, and CiviTech is where I went more after, because everybody else was focusing on the other items. But yes, George, to your point, and there's through, again, information that you can find publicly, which is what I did, information that Ian uncovered through his investigative reporting and brought that to the court, to the point where the judge had to bring Jeremy Smith up to testify of his own behavior, and gave some ridiculous comment of, if I put you under oath, would you swear to this court that you're not going to share data? Like, I had a reporter ask me right after, George, in the hallway, you know, what was your thoughts on Judge Sakai's, because I was the one bringing up Jeremy Smith's behavior between the two. And I said, yeah, you know, I can say I like watermelons today, and if tomorrow I don't. I mean, come on. That has to be the lamest excuse of somebody saying that they're not going to be partisan.
Wow.
But yes, there is direct ties. I have quotes. I have YouTube videos. You can go see it. Some of them are extremely damning that I believe. And then for me, which I didn't go into heavy law, if I can proceed, George, is there's a code on our Texas election code, which is 276.012, which talks about engaging in organized election fraud activity, and it's 9D, which talks about voter harvesting organization, means three or more people, persons who collaborate in committing offense under Title 1 through 7. Although participants may not know each other's identity, membership in the organization may change from time to time, and participates may stand as a candidate consultant, donor consultant, consultant field operative, or here's the piece, or arm's length relationship to the organization's operations. So Jeremy Smith, the co-founder of CGS, is getting taxpayer money from a nonpartisan from nonpartisan people to build a platform in arm's length to his other company that he's a co-founder of, CiviTech, so that CiviTech can build a better platform to recruit, retain, and to get voters to vote Democrat.
Oh, wow.
I cannot spell it out any more clear to that.
the direct link. All right, so before we let you go, what is the bottom line here? What is your message to citizens, to voters, to taxpayers about this this situation?
Yeah, I've got twofold. One is it applies to this very situation. The other one, George, I think is you know, secondary to this, is get involved. And I know you and I for the past years have talked about that. It's not just get involved and vote. That's great. But get involved in your county. Get involved in your commissioner's court. Get involved in what is going on. And I think that's what surprised the court and the attention of what's going on is that, and Rebecca Clay Forbes has to be one of the most unprofessional county commissioners that I have ever seen in my life. Her disdain, her disrespect, her actually her aggressive manner and behavior was absolutely uncalled for, which I've already sent a message to Judge Sakai. But that, get involved, get an understand. It takes some time, it takes some effort, but get involved. Ultimately, to this case, I think the very simple thing is that taxpayer money should not be involved in a partisan organization. And I think it would behoove the judge, obviously now it's under lawsuit and potential injunction, that he should have listened to those who were counseling him, both his own county commissioners and members of the society who are high-level professionals and extreme interest in what's best for this county, should have listened to that, and he didn't. And I do not, and I'm absolutely proud of and glad that Attorney General Ken Paxton is doing the job of what he needs to do, which is protect voter registration, protect our election, and to ensure that everybody is, it makes it harder to cheat and easier to vote. My biggest concern with this, George, and I shared this even with several people, once Jeremy Smith and CGS gets his data to CivyTech, CivyTech already has a platform. I have examples of it from Jeremy Smith that he can then pull that information, and let's say he wants to target John Lujan, District 118, one of the most heated contested races, not only in the state but in the nation. He will have that data paid for by us taxpayers to find the Democrats that he's already given information to, so that he can canvass and text them and send them more accurate information so that they will get out and vote. That is what he is doing. Wow. And he could target specific races. And that's why I am fighting this tooth and nail, because it is dishonest, it's deceitful, and he's doing it in the shade of night, and he's doing it under a Bexar County Democratic-led commissioner's court who is ramming this through at the last hour. So that's my message to everybody and what's truly going on.
Kyle, thank you so much for taking time. We're going to get you back on sometime soon so we can follow up on what is going on, because we need for the people to understand what is happening. We cannot let this farce go on. So I really want to thank you for what you're doing, buddy.
Absolutely. Appreciate your time and your interest in this and getting this message out.
Yes. Once again, my friends, George Rodriguez, El Conservador. We've been speaking with our good friend, Mr. Kyle Sinclair, Vice Chairman of the Bexar County Republican Party. Take care, Kyle. Thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you.